Hello, besties. Good evening. I'm back after my vacation, and I have an amazing guest tonight. I'm so excited because his wife is one of my favorite housewives ever. Lisa Barlow is like top-tier housewife, but we always talk about the housewife, and I believe that the husbands also have their own opinions. And who's better than to tell us, like, the man behind Lisa Barlow? I want to bring to the stage John Barlow. Hello, John. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. I'm excited to have you here. We're fresh from our reunion, too.
Yeah, pretty fresh, at least from airing. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
One week removed, I think, from that second episode.
Yes, and in what an intense reunion it was.
It was an interesting one too. I think Lisa was taken back by it wasn't as volatile as the first two seasons, as the first two reunions. You know, things felt a little bit more subdued for her, but I thought she carried herself real well and answered all the questions honestly and appropriately.
I 100% agree. I keep telling people that she carried the reunion. She carried that entire reunion on her back. She kept some people accountable. I don't want to say names, but people know what I'm talking about. Yeah. So we just finished season three. I want to look back into those three seasons, and I want to ask you, before we go into the actual seasons, what was your first concern, or what was going on through your mind when you heard that you guys were being casted for a reality TV show?
I don't know if there are any concerns. It's funny because Lisa, we actually had a couple different options going back 5 or 6 years from now for TV shows. And we did a couple different sizzle reels for a few different shows. This one, it was really interesting because it started out positioned as a women entrepreneur type reality show. And so that's kind of the mindset Lisa had going into it, because as you've seen on the show, she's brilliant. She's can create companies out of the air. And it was actually real cool. Not a concern at all. It was really cool because they let us know that there were 200 or over 200 submissions to Bravo, including ours at the time. And ours was the only one that they picked up. And oh, wow. they liked it so much that they wanted to have the housewife juggernaut machine behind it. And so that's where they just probably decided to make it a Housewives of Salt Lake. And so it was really cool. I don't think anybody ever expected Salt Lake to have anything. And I think they wanted a little shock value too.
I agree. I'm one of those people who, when they announce Salt Lake City, I'm like, what is out there?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know, it's
great. Like, we come from like New Jersey and Beverly Hills, and you know, like, we think, like, okay, that kind of makes sense, but then Salt Lake City, and shockingly, it works.
It does. It's interesting. So I grew up in California, Florida, and Texas, and came here to go to school. I hated Utah, and I ended up leaving as soon as I graduated and moved back within, like, 6 months, and been here ever since, and I love Utah now. I wouldn't change it for the world, and there's so much to it. More than just like the wintertime snow, there's the restaurant scene has improved, the bar scene, everything is just really, it's on the rise.
Funny thing is, like, I was just down in Charleston, and I went with a group of friends that, you know, we love Bravo. We always go to places that are like kind of like Bravo related. And we were like, should we go to Salt Lake City next time? And I actually tagged Lisa, and she replied to her, like, yes, come to Salt Lake City.
Come visit. Let us know.
What is, John, I mean, now that we're talking about filming, you mentioned that it was a surprise, it was a housewife show. What is the best memory so far that you have filming the show?
I have a lot. And one of the kind of overarching concepts or memories, if you want to call it that, is just the fact that we are documenting our family in a way that I never would have envisioned. And, you know, to really sit back and think, okay, in 5 years from now, you know, whether Salt Lake is still on or not, I could go on demand and watch Jack when he was literally 14 years old on TV. And so that, from that aspect, it's been a lot of fun. You know, some of the cool things, snowmobiling was a lot of fun from the first season. I'd never snowmobiled before, so that was a blast. family-wise, the penguin scene when we were at the aquarium, and we had the penguins come in to see Jack and Henry interact, and I'd never done that either, so I thought that was really cool. It's just been, overall, it's been a positive experience. You know, there's obviously drama and a lot of craziness, but, you know, it's been a lot of fun.
I also have, like, I want to ask for a memory, because we just had BravoCon recently in October of like 2022, and I had the pleasure to meet you and Lisa very briefly at the rooftop party, and you guys were very welcoming. I know it was so many people going on. It was like just like a high vibe situation. Any particular memory from BravoCon that you think like, oh my gosh, this is insane?
Well, the rooftop party was crazy because, you know, I'm not used to getting stopped walking through a room a whole lot. So that was crazy for me. What really stops or pops into my head right now is, I don't know if you were in the room when Lisa had her meet and greet, but when she stepped from outside of the curtain to come in, there was, I think, like 2,000 or 3,000 people that were waiting in line to get selfies with her. And to hear her, it was fun for me because I got to go through the curtain first. And, you know, it was kind of, when I stepped through, everybody's like, oh my gosh, Lisa's here, Lisa's here. And then when she came out, everybody was chanting her name, screaming. And, you know, it was, I know she felt really good that, you know, but for me, just watching her and seeing all that positivity, you know, flow onto her was just amazing.
I love that. Yeah, BravoCon was overwhelming, I think, for everybody, for fans, for Housewives, for Bravo in general. I cannot wait for hopefully the following installment, because I'm going to be there too.
I've talked with a few people and they're talking about maybe keeping it in New York, but maybe bouncing around throughout the U.S. just to, so everybody can, you know, have the opportunity. But they were telling me that the first BravoCon, they had, I think, 10 or 12,000 attendees. And obviously there's a space because of COVID and everything. And so this is really just a second BravoCon, and they had, I think, 35 to 40,000 attendees. And it was, it was overwhelming for everybody, like you said.
There's a question from a listener right now, and I want to share here on the screen. Who do you get along with the best when the cameras aren't rolling? Like, who do you get along the best?
As far as husbands go, Justin and I actually do go to lunch. We probably go to lunch like once a month, a couple times a month. So we get along real well. Everything that went, Seth and I are on decent terms. I don't know exactly how he would say. But, you know, he's not in the state a whole lot. And so I don't get to see him very much. And Coach, you know, he's a football coach. So he's gone every day. Just about. And so it's so really like, you know, but Justin and I, like I said, we go get drinks, we go to lunch, we'll chat on the phone, send messages or whatever. So we get along real well.
Do you guys have like conversation behind the scenes of whatever is happening between the ladies? Because I do believe I'm one of those fans or viewers or people who believe that I appreciate when the husbands have an opinion, but like they don't get involved in the women's drama. And you guys are like that. Like, I think you guys are like one of the group of husbands that can have an opinion but not get too involved in the women's drama.
Yeah. Well, so going into it, you know, Lisa and I talked about it. I had never really watched any Housewives shows before this. Like, in all honesty, if I walked into the bedroom to go to bed and she had it on, I'd about face and go sleep on the couch. But Lisa had told me, she's like, you got to watch some of the episodes, see what the husbands do. She's like, whatever you do, don't get messed up in the drama or mixed up in the drama. And so I actually, it's funny because I'm kind of going off on a tangent, but I started watching some of the older episodes of like New York, Beverly Hills, and just to see what the husbands do. And I got drawn in. So I'm the one that like tells Lisa when Beverly Hills is on. I told her New Jersey was going to be on last night so we could watch it. But you know, as far as getting mixed in the drama, it's the show is called Housewives. So, you know, they're the stars. Nobody really cares about my opinion at the end of the day, especially with the housewife drama. But you know, if someone asks me a question, you know, I'm happy to answer it, I guess, put it that way. But nobody needs me to get dramatic.
And now that you mentioned other franchises in BravoCon, did you get to meet people from other cities? Obviously you did, but like anyone that you kind of like bonded with or you feel like you got a good connection with?
We met Bali from Family Karma, and she was amazing. I'm trying to think who else. I met Evan Goldschneider from New Jersey. And he was very cool. We were on a bus with Joey Gorga and Melissa Gorga and some other people on going to one of the events, and they were a lot of fun. It was really neat for me walking into Bravo or into the hotel, because they had probably like 90% of the of the Bravo talent staying at the same hotel. So that first night we walked in, and it was like, I know who you are. And I was almost like fanning as well, but then also like, hey, do I talk to them? Should I say, yeah, I'm with Lisa or what? But overall, everybody's very cool. It was a lot of fun.
The reunion, there was a question that kind of like, I wanted to ask your opinion on it, because I didn't like the question. I think it was a little cringy even to be asked anyways. Some people are making assumptions of the way that you guys do your parenting. Do you think it's fair for people to like make this type of like opinions or takes on you guys just based on a heavily edited show?
I think everybody is going to have opinion regardless, and obviously they're entitled to their opinions. It was an interesting question. I thought also when they asked, it's essentially saying that we're making Jack an entitled brat to a degree, and he's the farthest thing from it. We want to offer our kids as much as we can, right? I mean, just like any parent out there, they want their kids to have it better than they did. I want Jack and Henry to have a better life than I had and further on. And so we're trying to create ways for them to have experiences. Growing up for me, I never traveled outside of the U.S., as a kid. So to be able to take our kids to Europe, that was, that's something special for us. And at the same time, I'm a douchebag dad half the day. So, I mean, I'm constantly... Jack will leave his clothes in the bathroom after he showers. I'll take a picture of it and text it to him and say, I thought you were, cleaning up after yourself, stuff like that. So he's definitely held accountable. So is Henry. So they it's not that they don't just skate by. And like they have chores on Saturday. I print out a list of chores that they have to do before noon every weekend. Jack has priorities and tasks that he has to do for Fresh Wolf. And at the same time, I told him he has to get a job outside of Fresh Wolf so that he can learn what it's like to report to someone other than me or Lisa. And so he has a job outside of the house. Something that's cool that he's done on his own is he actually is now interning with one of our investors in Vita, who's heavily into real estate and a lot of businesses. And so that way he did it all on his own because he wants to learn from people outside of Lisa and I. And so, I think we're doing the best we can. I mean, that's what parents do. We should probably start some sort of therapy account for them for when they get older. But we're trying.
And let's say that you guys have a spin-off show. Let's call it Living La Vida Barlow.
Okay. Yep.
And why would you like the show to focus more on than maybe you don't see on the housewives?
I think there could be a lot of focus on Lisa, obviously, and Sundance stuff, her experiential marketing, Lux. There could be focus on that. They actually filmed Lisa. They didn't show a lot in season one, but they got a lot of footage of Lisa interacting with her clients during Sundance. And because people don't realize with what she does with Sundance, it actually starts like probably August and with all the planning and meetings and everything. And then all Bravo filmed was her during that 3-4 days time span of when the events are going on. So there could be focus on that and like her interaction with interns, that sort of thing. We've got Vita that we could always talk about. There's all sorts of craziness, positive and scary stuff with Vita that's going on. We're launching Blue Jay, our hard seltzer, at the end of this month. And so you could talk about that. Fresh Wolf, so I just think Lisa as a person would be interesting to follow around.
Yeah, I love Lisa. She She definitely is kind of, she was made for TV. Let's start with that. Like, she had that TV star quality. And she created, she created definitely like a Bartleism, a language on her own.
She did. She's the interesting thing that with Lisa too, I don't know if people realize, is what you see on the show is her. She's not trying to act like a certain way so she can get popular or anything like that. She's like, this is who I am. This is how I act, for good and bad. You know, we've all seen the hot mic moment. That's Lisa. You know, she was blowing off steam, but she's endearing. She's, you know, wants everybody to feel good at the end of the day. It's funny because I think she was quoted the most out of like just about any housewife over the last couple seasons or something like that. And those aren't something that she's at home writing down, practicing or anything like that. It's just stuff that comes out.
And which one is your favorite Bartleism?
Man, there's a lot. I do love the I love that. I'll finish, reply back to a lot of text messages or something. And if I say I love that, that automatically comes in. Now I'm scared to send the thumbs up emoji. Jack will say something. I want to send a thumbs up, but then I'm expecting him to be like, wait, are you telling me to F off or is that okay? that one was good. It was funny because the I deserve presents for breathing.
Yeah.
You know, I think Bravo sold out of all of the sweaters that they had where it had I deserve presents for breathing. So it was crazy. She has so many. We have some limited edition bottles that were getting produced right now. And for season one, it's got all of her Barlowisms on there. So it'll be fun once they come out.
And talking about that part of your businesses, what motivates you guys every single day to keep going and pushing, you know, growing your brands? You know, you have, you know, Fresh World, you have Vita, and you just mentioned that you have a new seltzer, also like a hard drink hard too.
What motivates us? I don't know. I'm trying to think what motivates us other than we just know we got to get shit done.
That's right.
And so it's just part of us, I guess is the best way to put it. You know, people will ask, like, you know, they see Lisa and I together a lot and we're always talking business, not always, but, you know, talking business, probably more than we should. And, you know, just trying to figure out ways to keep things progressing and moving. We want to obviously provide for our kids, like I was mentioning before, the best we can. And so we see this as a way to do it. It's not always easy. It's not always fun. What people don't see is the head banging against the walls and stuff like that. but it's what we do. It's just part of our life now.
And mentioning kids, how is Jack doing with college? What is like his mind on right now when it comes to college?
So he's applying for colleges. It's funny that you mentioned that because we received a hoodie today that said Fudge College. And so, he's taking the ACT this Saturday that he's been prepping for. And he's applying to, I know his hope is the University of Miami. And so that's where he'd really like to go. But he's applying there. He's applying, I think, to Texas A&M, he said. There's probably like four or five schools that he's applying for. But, you know, we just told him that whether it's a year or whether he graduates, we just want him to go to college. We want him to get that experience to be out there. And I think he just wants to get out of the house. I think he'll go wherever he wants or wherever he can get in.
That's right. I remember that scene when Lisa was having the conversation with him playing basketball. And I tweeted like, this remind me of my mother talking to me into going to college because I was that kid that didn't want to go to college. And then my mom was like, no, you have to go. It's important. And I was like, wait a minute. I heard this conversation before. And she kind of like the comment and stuff like that. I appreciate Lisa for that reason. It kind of reminded me of my mother a little bit.
and for sure, you know, he's growing up a lot different than I did. He's grown up differently than Lisa. And it's sometimes he just needs to be reminded that, you know, he's literally riding our coattails right now. I think once he gets out of the house, you know, he'll understand things a lot better, just like anybody really does. And so I think it's good for him. It was funny because he's talked to a couple of our friends that are have done very, very, very well for themselves that did not go to college. And so that's why he thought, oh, I don't need to go. But we've reminded him that they did go at least, or they didn't graduate, but they went like, I think at least one semester or a full year. Mm-hmm. But that's where they got their network. And so we were just like, that's why you got to go for at least a year just to experience it, meet friends, get your network going.
And that's the part where I completely agree with college. Like people say, yeah, you can learn outside now. There's like different ways to get information, but there is an experience of going into college that you can't have anywhere else.
Yes, totally agree. Totally agree. I went to BYU and it was overall, it was a good experience. There are many days I wish I went to a different college or transferred, but by the time I figured I wanted to leave, I was like a year away from graduating. So it would have been stupid, but it was a great experience overall.
That's right. I'm going to ask this question in a little bit different way. How do you feel when fans approach you and Lisa asking for a photo? Is that intimidating or it's like, or are you used to it by now?
I love it. it makes my day. ask away. We don't have any issues. Lisa's very approachable. And I get it. You know, there's, like I said, when we were at BravoCon and I walked in, I'm like, do I talk to these people? You know, they've been on Potomac for 10 years or something like that, or, you know, or Atlanta. But no, it's fun. Like we'll have people at the gas station, you know, when I'm getting a Coke, you know, they might not ask for a picture, but they'll be like, hey, what happened with, you know, a certain part or something like that. And so, no, it's a lot of fun.
And, before we end, because I know you're a busy person, I don't want to take all your time. There is a question that many people ask on Twitter, and I want to ask you. Do you think there is a future, you know, reconciliation between Lisa and Meredith, especially after the end of the reunion? We see that they have like a little moment with the little birthday cake, and they were having like a little fun and laughing. So people saw kind of like a light to this issue. Do you think that there is a possibility of like a reconciliation in the future?
I don't know. It's not the best answer. It's that one's tough. You know, Meredith is still hanging on to the rant as a reason to have this hatred towards Lisa, or what feels like hatred. You know, not only that, but she ended up, perpetuating false stories about Lisa and our family and stuff like that. So that's a lot to get over. But, you know, Lisa's a forgiving person. One thing that we have focused on over the last couple of years really is to just leave the past in the past. And, you know, there what we've learned, and me specifically, is it's not worth hanging on to bad feelings, negative feelings, because they just perpetuate those feelings further. And so Lisa's the same type of mentality. You know, there's no reason to stay in this negative space. And so I think there could be a way for them to, you know, it might not be as close as, you know, years ago, but I think there is a possibility.
Well, there you have it, guys. Also, I do know that the season might be starting filming soon, so I'm pretty sure we will get some new surprises in the air.
Yeah, I think so. I think you will.
Okay, John, I don't want to take more of your time, but I truly, truly appreciate you coming on and just having a little chat about the housewife, especially from your perspective, because that's what I wanted to hear.
Sure. Yeah. Hopefully I answered everything okay for you.
Both perfect and beyond.
Awesome. No, I appreciate it. Thanks for making my day and making me feel special.
Anytime. You can come anytime here. The windows and the doors are open for you to come here anytime.
Awesome. And if you come to Salt Lake, you got to let us know.
I will. We'll definitely do that. I'm definitely going to come to Utah. I've never been. Actually, my best friend that I grew up with, he is from Utah, and I never got the chance to go, but now I have a reason to, which is going and visit you guys and see where the housewives are filmed.
it's great. And if you come, obviously winter is where it's super popular with skiing, but the summers are amazing. And so, especially if you like to hike, mountain bike, anything like that. And so, and no, there's no bad time to come to Utah.
Awesome. Okay, John, thank you so much. And say hello to Lisa and the whole entire family. And I appreciate you so much for coming here.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Okay, guys, you got it. John Barlow came here and just spilled some tea with us, and I had a great time. I really appreciate him coming, and for more to come. And thank you so much, for you guys. I will see you guys next time. Bye now. Bye, besties.